Are you a healthy male from an Asian, African, Middle Eastern or Mediterranean country? You could be eligible to volunteer for a clinical study where you'll be reimbursed for your time. Call 1800 243 733 or visit clinicalstudies.com.au.
Asia-wide hits 24/7. This is Asian Pop Radio.
Hello.
In the studio today, Jay, John, myself, and
it's Jimmy.
Hey, Jimmy.
We are together again.
Well, that's very much like the Janet Jackson song of the 90s.
Oh, wrong song.
but we are here for a good purpose. We are speaking to Jaff and Seth of the
Cadence.
Group. Well, there you go.
Well, hello.
Hello.
Hello. How are you guys doing?
Good. It's 2 p.m. in Singapore. Yeah. Just had my lunch.
Oh, nice. What did you have?
Like pasta, some cream pasta my mom made.
Well, you can't go wrong with pasta. It's a staple everywhere, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oddly enough, whenever I go to Singapore, I seem to have the best pasta, which is kind of a terrible story to bring back home after a holiday.
Oh, man. Do you eat any local food?
Well, I do. I'm a huge supporter of durian, despite everyone around me not liking the fact that I've got this allegiance to it.
Durian. Oh, man. You should be Singaporean and it's
I'm working on it. Don't worry about that. I promise you. So, yeah. Can you tell us how long you guys have been around for?
We've been around close to 2 years. I think just a bit over.
Fantastic. Yeah. And where did it all get started? Like, were you friends already, or did you come together for the group?
Well, Jeff and I met in the army. I mean, we're serving national service. That's what we have to do in Singapore.
Yep. Right.
So we were on course, and then, like, after training hours at around 5, 6 o'clock, you've got nothing to do. So, like, I had a guitar, and, like, we found out we liked the same music, so we're just jamming in our bunks, you know?
That's really cool. Was it just you two in the same dorm room, is it?
Yeah, I mean, kind of like, you could call it that.
And there was no one else, just you two jamming along to music?
Like, it's sounding a bit weird, Jimmy. What are you getting at, Jimmy?
I didn't mean like that.
We take a really romantic picture right now.
Just a bit of acoustic guitar, some candlelight.
Yeah.
That's what we all do.
Yeah, just camo cream. And...
But anyway, tell our listeners about your sound and your vibe.
I mean, if you want to put us in a genre, it would probably be alternative rock, right, Jeff?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and we are kind of guitar based. So if you listen to most of our songs, we have a lot of guitar arrangements, a lot of overlays of guitar lines and licks.
Well, you have four guitarists in the band and a drummer.
Yeah, we have one bass and like sometimes I play guitar. If not, there's usually two.
Yeah.
It's kind of noisy sometimes.
Sounds good.
I try to incorporate like
synthesizers,
keyboards. So you try to like just reinvent or rather new things.
Just trying not to be the cookie cutter alt rock band, I guess. Yeah. You know,
so yeah. I mean, how do you keep your fans comfortable with what you're doing? And no doubt you want to experiment with some different sounds here and there, right?
Yeah. Well, how we keep them comfortable, I think what ties it all down is still the lyrics, and they're all, I would say, relatable, because the lyrics are all my attempt at trying to process things that come with life, you know, regular life.
And, yeah, everyday stuff like, damn, it's hot outside, I've got nowhere to go.
Yeah, I mean, like the song that got radio play, the first song to get on the radio here in Singapore was this song about, I mean, typically the typical like breakup song.
We can all relate to that.
Yeah,
so that one, like, three guys in the band broke up at the same time. We wrote the song in like half a day, finished it within the, and then there we have it, song on the radio. That's how we keep like our audiences on for the ride, I guess. I mean, they're like, I mean, the songs are loud and energetic, but still relatable, I guess.
I guess there's always the risk of that, isn't it? Coming up with a concept that you think will work, but not really being able to relate to people. Like, how do you use feedback from people or the people around you when you're writing your lyrics or getting those beats down?
Yeah, sometimes, I mean, with regards to arrangements, I think we all went to the room and jammed together, right, Jeff?
Yes.
And then after that, we're just trying to listen back to what we jammed in the room and then go like, so what does this sound like? Is it sad? Is it happy? Is it hopeful? And then I'll try and match like some lyrics I wrote to that particular arrangement. And if it sticks, it sticks. And then it becomes a song.
Right. I think it sounds great that you guys are, you know, finding your own flavor and doing things your own way. But I have to say, if I started my own band, if I had any musical skill whatsoever, I'd love to call my band the Cookie Cutters.
Why?
Because everyone says that they don't want to be cookie cutters, but you know, I just want to be something different.
Yeah,
I mean, or the mold by the being mold. The same.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess. Well, that's a good angle. You should try.
It works for some people.
So, how was the original song, the first release, received? Like, what feedback did you get from people?
Oh, okay, like our EP, Heights, that was released, I think,
2015.
Yeah, November 2015. I guess it was pretty well received. The song we just talked about that got radio play, that's on that EP.
Yeah.
It's a song called Zara. You should check it out. Well, I think it was pretty well received. Our launch was like a full house.
Yes.
Yeah, we didn't expect it. We booked like a medium sized bar, but like,
it was packed.
Totally packed out. So we're happy about that.
Yeah,
and
then we got on to some festivals. So for example, like Baybeats 2015.
Mm. Yeah, Baybeats is like the Singaporean deep. Like if you're an indie band in Singapore, you have to play Baybeats.
Right.
Yeah.
Is that on the main stage at Marina Bay, or is it on the in the gardens by the bay? Or
yes, you know our country well.
I'm a bit of a a bit of a singophile actually. I'm there most years.
Singophile. never heard that one before.
I coined the phrase. That's my other group name, by the way.
Singophiles. The singophile cookie cutters.
So, do you guys focus most of your attention in Singapore, or do you try and look around the local region? Like, do you try and get your music out to Malaysia, Indonesia?
At the moment, it's still mostly focused on like just getting gigs locally. But because everyone in the band working, so it's a little hard to like tour, you know.
Yeah, sure. So you all have a day job as well?
Yeah, we do. I'm an industrial designer. Jeff's currently freelancing.
Yes.
Right. Cool.
Yeah. Angus, our guitarist, he's a geography teacher.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, in a secondary school. Nate, he's in business IT consulting, and Dom's doing tech support for like medical equipment, like respirators and like humidifiers for those respirators, that sort of thing.
Wow. Which will come in handy for all the girls that faint in the audience, no doubt.
You are too kind. We wish that was so, but okay.
So of that, who do you think is hoping the most that the music, you know, your band becomes big enough to just focus on music and get away from those day jobs?
Two guys talking to you right now, that's for sure.
Awesome, guys. Jimmy.
So how do you guys find the time to keep pushing your music in between like day jobs, girlfriends and...
Well, the quick answer is Google Calendar. Yeah, so we have a common calendar and everybody puts up their like leave days, their like vacation date, and their like no-go dates, and we'll try and work around that.
We need to do that.
we really need to look at our processes and get shit done more often. But how, like, I mean, look, it's so exhausting to have a full-time job and then all your other commitments outside of that, family, girl, you know, relationships, other career aspirations, and then just to get in a room together and find the time together to, yeah, I guess you have to be pretty good at time management, right?
Yeah,
we have to be.
Yeah, I mean, there's a certain baseline commitment we have to do. Like we jam once a week, and like even if that day has to switch around, like we'll try to find that one night.
That's still plenty more than most bands.
Yeah, yeah,
that's pretty good.
Yeah,
I do once a year.
Mind you, here I am, a bum from Australia, asking a bunch of Singaporean guys what they're like with their time management. So, you know.
Hey. Don't diss your own.
That will just, you know, we've got a very much a, like, it'll all work out kind of thing. She'll be right.
Yeah. Like, Jeff and I, right now, I'm on leave, and, like, we're taking a little break for a few days to, like, work on new tunes.
Nice. Looking forward to those. Yeah.
So you seem to be getting a good bit of press lately. How much does that help when you probably, if it's fair to assume that, you probably have a fairly limited marketing budget, right? Just getting started.
That is true. Yeah. Jeff, you want to answer this one?
Well, marketing, right? Most of our shows, we get most of our budget from shows, like performing shows.
Yeah,
I guess.
We're really grateful and blessed to have paid gigs.
Yeah, so
like, we only play paid shows. All that money gets reinvested into the band. Doesn't like we don't split it five ways. We kind of reinvest it into the band account.
That's
and
good.
Then and then on top of that, you know, like we're gonna do like a music video, like the one we just did, and we kind of chip in for it. You know, we set up budget that everyone that's comfortable for everybody in the
right
band.
we
kind of budget it that way. If you want to do two videos, then
so there's a bit of financial planning for the band. I think apart from that, we also need to go out to establish like contacts, try to make new friends in the music industry. So that helps quite a bit, because if you know people within the media or the press, it helps, definitely.
Of course.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your music video. I was watching it earlier today. It's really well produced, and I think you've done a great job at kind of having probably a limited budget, but really coming up with a pretty classy music video that someone wants to just sit there and watch all the way through. So points to you guys.
Thank you. Yeah, it was produced by our friend Z. He plays in a few local bands and sessions for a few like artists here in Singapore. Yeah, he goes under the name Thieves.
Right, cool. Yeah.
Double V.
Yeah.
Thieves.
Even though he's just one guy. I guess because he always works with many different people, so they're all like...
Yeah,
right.
No, but I mean, he's really doing the rounds at the moment. I mean, he's worked on so many different music videos with people, right? I think recently Leon Marcus, I think even, The Falling Jasmine's, Feathers,
yeah,
Jasmine
right.
Soko.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He did a video as well.
Yeah, Falling Feathers and Jasmine Soko, all friends of ours. Jack bought a bass guitar off Jasmine's brother.
Oh, well. She's doing amazing stuff at the moment.
Yeah.
Yes,
definitely.
Yeah.
So
how long did the music video actually take to put together?
Including the planning, I think 2 months, right, Jeff?
Yeah, about 2 months.
That's a quick turnaround. That's pretty good. And what was the inspiration?
Okay, the inspiration, well, for the song or the video?
Both.
Take your pick.
For the song, well, the song's about kind of celebrating that relationship you have with somebody who, you know, if you're in school and then you sit in the back of the class, right? If you sit alone, you're fine. But you have that one classmate who's going to, like, make you, like, do bad things to all the other people in the class.
Or, yeah.
Like, have that one collaborator with whom you've got really good chemistry. And then maybe, like, you guys on radio, you know, like, you can kind of bounce ideas off each other really well.
Yeah, so we're still looking for the chemistry, actually.
What?
Maybe it'll spark something. But, yeah, the song's basically about celebrating these kinds of catalytic relationships.
Right.
Yeah, in like romanticized in a like a getaway story, you know. Yeah, it's kind of implicit, but it's that's why the song's called Fugitives. You don't really know what they're running away from, but yeah, they did some stuff bad together, and now they're like for their lives happily somewhat.
That's good. I mean, it's a little bit out of the norm, and you went with the breakup story. You could have gone with the lovey-dovey holding hands one, but you focused on a relationship of a different kind.
Yeah. I mean, it could be your significant other. It could be like, you know, just like that collaborator that you really love working with.
Could be someone you follow, but they don't necessarily know you're following them.
So which of you hits close to home about the story?
Who hits closer to home about the story?
Yeah.
I guess me when I wrote it. Yeah. But I mean, we wanted it to be interpreted by whoever, and then they can apply their, you know, they can think, listen to the lyrics and go like, hey, yeah, this one person in my life is that person to me. So, I mean, I want it to be as universal as possible, you know. Like lyrically,
who owns the Beetle? Is that one of your cars, or was it loaned for the day?
Oh, this is Beetle. Yeah, he's like the emotional center of the band. He's like the he's the sad man playing his John Mayer and like indie folk in his like vintage car. That's him. It's his car.
That is so cool. I would love to have that car. Well, guys, I mean, success with the current single Fugitives. We love the song. We're playing it lots on Asian pop radio. What's next for you guys?
We're going to finish up the rest of the EP that Fugitives is going to be on. So we've tracked 2 songs so far, and we've got 3 more to go. Our drummer hits the studio track in the end of November, and hopefully we'll release that body of work maybe in the first or second quarter of next year.
Cool. Great.
Yeah.
And do you have plans to, tour outside of Singapore into 2018, perhaps?
Australia.
Oh, man, we want to go to Australia. Jeff was just in Australia.
Yeah, I was in Melbourne.
Oh, hi.
We have this habit of only talking to people once they've left Melbourne.
Well, you know they'll be back. And like Singaporeans love Australia.
Yes.
And they love Melbourne. They love coffee. So like, and all our hipster cafes here all like started because like some bloke went to Melbourne and in Singapore. So now you come over, all the coffee and all that is influenced by, I guess, Aussie coffee culture.
Yeah, there's a place.
Everybody loves it, and we'll be back. I mean, I've been to Australia thrice, and but it's not. Where would I go? Oh, yeah, Brisbane, Cairns, and I got some family in Perth, so
nice.
We'll definitely want You guys have like something for us to.
Well, yeah. Do you know what? I've got a grand plan to work with the Singaporean government to get some grants happening and put on a Singapore showcase. That's what I want to do. I want to bring you all over at once.
Hit us up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Up. Collaborative effort, I think.
All 1 million of you.
1 million.
I don't know. I'm just pulling out a number.
You would appreciate that a lot.
Well, let's try and bang heads and make it work, guys. Thank you so much for your time today. And how do our listeners follow you, support you, purchase your track?
You can follow us on social media. Just search Cadence SG. So CadenceSG.
Yeah. So that's on everything. That's Twitter and Instagram and Facebook and YouTube and Spotify. And yeah,
wherever. You guys are the MVP of SG.
You've got me thinking now about a cafe that I went past on the way to the zoo in Singapore, and I think it was something like Pete's Perth Kebab Shop or something. And I'm like, what?
What?
I know. Go check it out. Try and find it. Get have a kebab and send a selfie to us.
Well, they've just had lunch, so they can't eat anymore.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having
us. Yeah, our pleasure.
Are you from an Asian, African, Middle Eastern, or Mediterranean country? Are you a healthy male aged 18 to 55? Then you could be eligible to participate in a research project with the Centre for Clinical Studies. Participants are reimbursed for their time. Contact the Centre for Clinical Studies now on 1800 243 733. That's 1800 243 733. For more information, visit clinicalstudies.com.au. The Centre for Clinical Studies. We need volunteers like you.